tell us about Military One. I mean, to the extent, I'm not asking you to tell us what the judgment will be, obviously that would be a violation. But, you know, what is the case and what are the issues and and what is the stage of the case?
Okay. We are reaching, we are in the final stages of writing the judgment.
Meaning that the taking of evidence has ended?
Yes, the taking of evidence ended in January 2007. Our final trial date, I think, was the 18th of January 2007. Then we had a brief sort of, we allowed the parties some time to write their closing briefs. So that's where they get to summarise their arguments in written form. They were very long closing briefs. There was sort of, the prosecution brief was almost 900 pages long.
Oh my goodness.
Each defence brief was between 600 and 800 pages long. Yeah. And there was four of those. And they were submitted in sort of March and April 2007. In late May and early June 2007, we heard the parties, so the chamber, the judges heard the oral arguments of the parties. And since that time, we have been in judgment writing phase. Okay. So our preoccupation since June has been, the actual creation and drafting of this mammoth document, which, decides the outcome.
And tell us what the allegations in the case, how many parties, you don't have to name them all.
Sure. The case, I think, is fairly well known with people engaged in the international criminal circuit and with Rwanda.
What we're doing here, of course, is going for a long time to be many publics.
Of course, but within what we're doing now, it's considered to be very important, and I can explain the reason why. The four accused were leading members of the military in Rwanda. Their names were Colonel Bagasura, who was the second in command of the Ministry of Defence at the time of the events in April. Then we have General Kabilegi, who was a general within the Rwandan army, who was alleged to have been in charge of operations for the entire army. We have two battalion leaders. We have Colonel Intabakuze, who was the head of the Paracommando Battalion, which is an elite military unit based in Kigali. And then we have the General Operations Commander of a Army Command Center in Gisenyi, which is an area and region of Rwanda.
And his job was?
He was the operations commander for that specific area, as well as having had various posts in sort of intelligence.
And his name was?
Colonel Nsengiyumba.
Okay.
Now, subsequently, since the events in 1994, literature, film, academic opinion has pointed the finger towards certain individuals for being the mastermind of what unfolded. The prosecution, Alison DeForge, various other academics alleged that there was a conspiracy to commit the genocide, to commit the death of these 800,000 Tutsis. And the finger, for many, would point directly at Colonel Bagasura. He was a known Hutu extremist. He is alleged to have been involved in the training and creation of the civilian militia, the Interahamwe. Those are the men with the machetes. He is alleged at the time of the downing of the presidential plane on the evening of the 6th of April, 1994, in the power vacuum that resulted as the result of the president's death, to have convened, first to have orchestrated the assassination of political opponents, sort of moderate Hutus and Tutsi parliamentarians, including the Prime Minister, and to have then convened an interim government that was sympathetic to the Hutu power cause, and then from there to have instigated the mass slaughter of these 800,000 people. Now, his name comes up frequently in the literature, in film. I believe in the film Hotel Rwanda, he's sort of seen as the, a little bit, or maybe has a cameo as the evil architect of it all. In General Dallaire's book, Shake Hands for the Devil, he's talking about shaking hands in a meeting with General Bagosora. The prosecution allege in some of their evidence that's presented before us in the case that, you know, in 1993 and in early 1994, Colonel Bagosora made comments that predicted the apocalypse, to which the prosecution say that meant the extermination of the Tutsi. So the case is important in that, A, it's the leading military figures who are alleged to have orchestrated the violence that occurred in Rwanda, but it's the first case at the tribunal that will decide or go some way into deciding the extent to which there was pre-planning of the genocide. The way in which the military was involved and in that pre-planning. So that's why the case is important.